Jesus, a New Covenant, a message to ACIM and non-dual students. Chapter 13, Miracles and Magic. I have said not to deny that the body exists. The ego would deny it, to keep it for its purposes to deny love. However, you can allow it to be revealed to you that it does not exist, that you are perfect and whole regardless of whether or not you have a body. The greatest power is to see that the body is not you. I am not a body. I am free as God created me. It merely reflects what you believe you are. And if you invest in the beliefs about what a body is, then you will experience the body and feel very small and separate from what you truly are. I have said that all healing is of the mind. When you accept this recognition, the kingdom is at your feet, for the greatest threat card that the ego holds is to threaten death, pain, illness, and limitation, which often seems to express through the body. The only reason magic seems to exist is that there is a desire to experience something other than divinity, the desire to experience cause and effect. An effect that seems separate from the Father. I have said that no harm comes from using magic, other than a delay in seeing your divine nature, and the recognition that divine nature has no need for it. If you believe in fear, it is well to use magic that is in alignment with your beliefs. The fastest means is always to ask for guidance. If the call of your heart is to transcend the belief that this world holds some power over you. If you wish to deny that fear exists, the true use of denial, then all the power of divinity stands with you. Anything that appears in form, including what seems to be happening to a body form, is merely a powerful opportunity to transcend the desire for an experience of limitation. So to look immediately with me as the seeming threats to a body appear, which merely reflect the viciousness of the ego, demonstrates your willingness to accept that you are divine and you are not willing to bow to the seeming authority of an ego and what shows up in the body. This is indeed peace of mind. It is refusing to trade form for infinite peace of mind. It is accepting that there could be another way to look closely at what seems to be happening to a body, to look with me at the underlying desires for experience and release them from your holy mind. All pain is a form of denial of divinity, the desire to experience separation from source and maintain personal identity. It cannot last in the power of direct seeing with the light within. It is of the ego. The threat and fear that something would be found in deep-looking, horrific, that has no truth whatsoever. Yet you must step forward to see this, as stepping forward is standing as divinity, rather than supporting an idea of what you think you are. I can point you in the direction and help reveal in your willingness what you deny. Yet divinity must fully accept the power it has to know and celebrate itself, and thusly see that denials of divinity do not make it so. The ego would call this jumping off a cliff and will attempt to convince you that it is. Yet it is merely a simple discovery that the ego does not exist and has no power over you unless you fuel it with your desire to experience it. I have promised you perfect peace, perfect happiness, perfect health, and great ease that the Father grants you through alignment with His will, which is your will. This is your natural inheritance. Anything else that seems to reflect in this world is merely the desire to experience autonomy from your inheritance. Nothing stands between you and the joy that you are, unless you desire for it to seem to be so.